God, it's been a while. I can't remember what it was that we heard in there. Oh, it was Ferdinand Criouet. Ferdinand Criouet. So we heard Ryan, some Ferdinand Criouet, and some People Like Us, I believe. We heard an almost an hour of Breakfast with the Browns, one of the Browns doing a bit of their nice ambient tracks for our radio art. Plucked was in there. Plucked Paul Ewert did a 9 to 10, and that was fun. And what's the matter? I haven't seen anybody with green skin before. Porter Hall was in there, I think. Was Porter Hall in there? He's from Man Litter Carcano, and they've been doing audio art for dozens of years now. I don't know how many. 11 to 12 is a bit unclear to me what happened with that. I don't know exactly. Okay, so here we are now. From 12 to 1, we heard DJ Drake, and thanks to DJ Drake for that. Do you want to say anything?
Sure, thanks for having me. And most of the tracks I played are actually available as a free download from my website if people just have to hear it again.
Okay, what's that?
Maclu.com, M-A-Q-L-U.
Okay, thank you. I should get in. Oh God, I should get into this. Well, we can be a little bit loose with that since I'm up at 2. We can go over with Chris Burke. Chris Burke and Frank O'Toole. Now, I had a mail on this. Let me see what it said. Oh, here we go. The friendship and collaboration between sound artist Chris Burke and Frank O'Toole began in the 80s when Chris was listening to Frank's wildly eclectic WFMU radio show. You know WFMU. Everybody knows WFMU. They call it the best radio station in the world. But everybody knows that it's actually CITR. So, just so you know.
They're the best radio station in America, I guess.
There you go. In America. Chris began sending Frank home-recorded tapes of his oddball sound collage work, much of which ended up on his first release, Idioglossia, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. That's a little aside from me, Mr. Bleak, on Mode Records. This began what they called the oral correspondence, during which Frank incorporated some of Chris's audio pieces into his radio show along with his own. Chris recorded and the shows and used parts of them in his sound collages, which he sent back to Frank. And here they continue the process 25 years later for this show right here. For this. This is it. They did it for 24 Hours of Radio Art. For me, Bleak. Well, for us. This mix also includes original music by each of them, as well as the original piece Breath Stop by Tamara Yadow. That's how I'm pronouncing it today. Around the 37-minute mark. So if you're taking notes, there's more information if you go to SoundCloud.com and look for Glow Mag. Chris Burke is in an art form he calls Glow Mag. I don't know what to call it. It's Glorified Magnified. That's what it's short for. Glow Mag on SoundCloud.com. Look for him there. You can also find Chris's work at moderecords.com and Frank's work at wfmu.org. So there we are with that. It's about time we get into this instead of me just yakking on here. So without much further ado, Chris Burke with Frank O'Toole on 24 Hours of Radio Art. And I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
There's going to be a big cultural explosion in America, and I want to be a part of it.
Son, you've shown everybody you mean business. They know you mean it. Now let them leave. They haven't done you any harm. Just let them walk out of here.
I'm sick of listening to you cops. I don't have to listen to you. Shut up! You don't believe me, do you? You want to see all these kids killed, don't you? Now stand still. For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all gonna stand here and listen to the music.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It was, you know, it was like a typical pop song.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, but the end got annoying, and, maybe if I heard it more, it would grow on me.
Maybe. Who's this?
This is Dana from Allendale, New Jersey.
Dana, thanks for calling the 11 o'clock news.
Rock a block, baby.
Yeah, he gonna be hanging with Elvis.
Hey, man, it's a brilliant plan. But there's one thing that does concern me. That curry goat-eating, skinny-ass, fat Smitty. He controls the brothers around the car. It's time to sing that fat bitch a lullaby.
Says who? Says me.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Okay.
Says who?
Says me. Oh, yeah? He gonna be hanging with Elvis.
Until the time comes to give the other away.
Hey, I like that haircut. You don't just think about it? Have a good time. And be careful, huh? All right? Be careful, huh?
Goodbye.
Be careful, huh? Have a good time. And be careful, huh? All right? Be careful, huh?
Goodbye.
Be careful, huh? Have a good time. And be careful, huh? All right? Be careful, huh?
don't believe me, do you? You want to see all these kids killed, don't you? Now stand still. For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all going to stand here and listen to the music. And we're going to keep listening till I say to stop. It's my party now. You're all invited to stay. You hear me?
Thank you. way of kind of imagining that spaces get woven together ever more tightly by more and more lines of transport and communication. And so I use these three terms, the topic or the topical, the idea of an ancient world, where everything is like little spaces that are very, very imperfectly and tenuously connected together. And then the topographic is, if you like, the early modern world, where railway and telegraph start to sort of thread it together, but really it's really not quite there. But to give us then a sense of a third stage of where we're heading, which is what I call topology or the topological, a sense in which every place and everything is connectable to everything else. So you could transform any part of the world into any other part of the world, if you like.
Transport and communication.
Yeah. I'm interested in the way that certain games might be like to live in this topological world, where you can leap from one space to the other, as for example you can in this game. Pick up objects, transform objects. You know, how do we start to then think through our culture about what it means to be in that kind of topological space?
Yeah, how about that?
There'd probably be some music, but we'd manage to find a quiet corner.
Professor McLuhan.
Our time is a time for crossing barriers, for erasing old categories, for probing around. The medium of our time, electric circuitry, profoundly involves men with one another. Information pours instantaneously and continuously. As soon as information is acquired, it is very rapidly replaced by still newer information. Our electrically configured world has forced us to move from the habit of date classification to the mode of pattern recognition, block by block. We can no longer build serially, block by block, step by step, because instant communication ensures that all factors of the environment and of experience coexist in a state of active
My voice.
All media work us over completely. They are so pervasive in their
economic, aesthetic, psychological, moral, ethical,
and social consequences that they leave no part of us untouched, unaffected, unaltered. The medium is the massage. Any understanding of social and cultural change is impossible without a knowledge of the way media work as environments.
But the sentence was reconstructed.
Until writing was invented, man lived in acoustic space, boundless, directionless, horizonless, in the dark of the mind, in the world of emotion, by primordial intuition, by terror. Speech is a social chart of this bog.
Before the beginning, there was this turtle, and the turtle was alone, and he looked around. And he saw his neighbor, which was his mother. And he lay down on top of his neighbor, and behold, she bore him in tears an oak tree, which grew all day and then fell over like a bridge. And lo, under the bridge there came a catfish, and he was very big, and he was walking. And he was the biggest he had seen. And so were the fiery balls of this fish, one of which is the sun, and the other...
Now, my Jesus didn't have teeth like Terry Thomas, or my Mary was not tattooed. My Judas doesn't sound like a New York cab driver. Don't get in the way, Judas! The acting is uniformly awful, with Jesus growling things like, "Don't get in the way, Judas!" Now, my Jesus didn't have teeth like Terry Thomas, or my Mary was not tattooed. My Judas doesn't sound like a New York cab driver. Don't get in the way, Judas! The acting is uniformly awful, with Jesus growling things like,
Don't get in the way, Judas.
No. Now, my Jesus didn't have teeth like Terry Thomas, or my Mary was not tattooed. My Judas doesn't sound like a New York cab driver.
Don't get in the way, Judas. The acting is uniformly awful, with Jesus growling things like, don't get in the way, Judas.
No, no, no. You don't know what those lenses are for.
My Mary was not tattooed. My Judas doesn't sound like a New York cab driver.
I mean, this is all... Those lenses, they actually keep my head straight. You see, the lens, one is red and one is blue, and the red light that I wear over that eye is controlled by the side of the brain that is the academic side. It's the side that's into language skills. And
you're not making this up now, are you?
No, this is true. And has no emotion. So I wear that red lens to sort of fire up that side of the brain that has no feeling. Now, the other side of the brain is completely emotional. I wear a blue lens over there. See, the brain is by camera, so you wear the opposite eye. Blue lens over that way to cool down that emotional side. And that way I stay balanced all day. Do you know something? And it works.
Yeah, on the Donahue show that was on yesterday, they polled the audience. 31% of the people thought that you were the killer. Now, how do you plead? Are you guilty or not guilty?
I'd like to speak to my lawyer.
To spend the money.
I was confused.
In particular. I was confused. I was confused.
In particular.
only apply when it comes to your moment of total cruelty that has depth of feeling.
Shut your mouth. Don't be up.
If the shoe fits, baby, wear it.
You're no angel.
That's right, Bill.
But Dick...
Life's sexual offerings are not for you. Your feelings, thoughts, and actions are truly stupid.
And at the age of 14,
that's the way it is.
I was raised out in Alabama. Then one day a strong rain came and washed the whole world away. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, because 2 days later, Papa passed away.
I never thought of it that way.
I guess neither did I, Dad.
Thank you.
I think it sounded too much like heavy metal kid music.
Heavy metal kid music?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Okay, who's this?
This is John. Good night.
This is one of the strongest emotions of my life, and I can't hide it. I want to thank the Chinese who allowed me to shoot in their beautiful country. And the Chinese emperor, Chen Long, the Chinese empress, Jun Cheng, and all the wonderful people who gave him their creativity in front, behind, and around the camera. I can't name all of them. They're wonderful. And I was just thinking that if New York is the Big Apple, to me, Hollywood tonight is the Big Nipple. Thank you very much.
Can't get that food going.
Say these again. 1,200. 1,100. 1,200. 1,100. 1,000. 1,000. 90. 80. 75. 70. 60. 50. 40. 30. 25. 25. 20. 15. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. Zero.
Okay.
Animated
zero.
Movies.
Yes. Okay.
Heard, not seen.
Got it. Okay.
Feel you don't mind, I'll just take the line before that as well, just into it. But that changed. But that changed in 1992. Okay. But that changed in 1992. Okay. Okay, so anyone age 14 and up? Okay. The thing to do. Pick up. The thing to do. Okay.
1200.
I will just make the switch on number 24 also.
1200.
Okay.
11.
Oh, thank you.
One.
From Into the Finals, yes.
1000.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was actually.
90.
Okay.
80.
Oh, sure.
70.
Yes, thank you.
70. 60.
Right. Okay.
50.
I'll just go ahead to 19 now.
40.
One more time.
30.
Okay.
25.
Too much? Too much
25.
On life.
25. 20.
Okay. Okay.
15. 10. 9.
Okay. Yes. Vote for me.
8.
The entire thing. Oh, okay.
7.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
6.
Okay.
5.
There was...
4.
Okay. What was that?
3.
Okay.
2.
Musicians had to be at least 14. Okay, pick up.
1.
Zero. Maybe give the last line again. Mm-hmm.
0.
It should be better.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Right. They could play any instrument. I will just make the switch on number 20. Musicians had to be at least 14. Okay, pick up. I could maybe give the last line again. Mm-hmm. Musicians had to be better. Okay. Okay, okay. Okay. Right. They could play any instrument. Pick up, excuse me. Yes, start over. To be not seen. Okay. Not seen. Okay. Okay, sure. And there's also one more paragraph on the next page, so, okay.
1200. 1200. 1100. 1000. 1000. 90. 80. 75. 70. 60. 50.
But they didn't even use those big discs because
They did use were glass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the glass ones broke after a certain time. They became very brittle in the room, would cause a lot of them to kind of explode into multiple fragments of recordings on wire, like with a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Sure. And it was invented so that they could broadcast radio speeches by Goering and Goebbels or whomever.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Sure. Taping eventually will disappear as the new digital systems become included in the ways that we do things.
Well, is that a computer type thing?
Just on and off. Then you can it can be reproduced again and again and again forever.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
You can be gone forever.
For 29 years, I've been frozen with Frank.
And still make it back in time.
If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1. To select from a list of current movies, press 2. To find out what's playing at a particular theater.
For 29 years, I've been frozen with Frank.
Movie Phone is a free service. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see,
I've been frozen with Frank.
Movie Phone is a free service that provides you with all your movie locations and showtime. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 2.
Frozen with Frank.
Movie Phone is a free service.
For 29 years.
If you know the name of the...
I'll show you!
All right, son.
Once upon a glorious time... in a world increasingly bereft of ideas... slack-jawed, eyes glazed over, barely able to chew their popcorn. There was always a mob on the King's Road. We set off in a rented man of war.
As over our heads, an entire epoch ended.
To a pilot, style is just an X on a tattered map, or a piece of wreckage floating on the surface of the ocean, deep in vogue. Blitzkrieg yellow,
Minnie Mouse pink,
England's pastures green, bollocks blue. Grandmother Rose, seller of fake paintings.
It's much better to be hated, son. You get more done that way.
Lieutenant Lush, adamant, and a lip gloss army. Punk, the dessert topping. Punk,
the rumor that sells trousers.
Punk, the new way to smooth and soften unruly hair. Low blows, cheap shots, the unemployed aristocrat.
Asleep in the cemetery above Harrow, toasting marshmallows at the great St. Martin's fire.
An English fox knows how to cover his tracks with his tail. Memories are hunting horns, alas, whose note along the wind is dying. Discotheque Duranger. Mi Amor Fati. O Albion. William Blake and Jack the Ripper rolled over Beethoven. She'd get pissed and quote the great poets. Cochrane, Marriott, Chuck Berry. Thomas De Quincey jukeboxes revolving with all the rock and roll colours of this great gaslight, Kublai Khan. She also gathered dandelions for her macrobiotic tea.
Not very punk rock, that.
Nespa? The potion tasted horrible. and it made you hallucinate future dreams of our battles at sea. Lord Nelson discovered America was just a pattern in the cracked
leather seats of a Times Square sticky floor.
In the back of the magic bus, she sat on a wet spot from the western wood. Wouldn't she just? Little Miss Manager. I borrowed £200 from my grandmother so that we could abort the mission. She came home instead with a fuzzy new cashmere sweater and a crooked little smile, which still annoys. I ain't your father, punk, but I produced you like a film.
Sex and sedition. Vulgar and forgotten. Vicious and rotten. Attorneys of law.
Guy Fawkes, effigies of Radio 1 DJs, bled to fun powder. Give me such shows. Give me the streets of Manhattan. Our contingent never did know right from wrong. And lucky you,
though we were full-grown men already,
we'd just been born. Tulsa, Oklahoma. 70s twilight with scattered special effects. The band is paid with a live fighting rooster and 18 cases of Boone's Farm apple wine. Oi, Malcolm. Why are we doing business with Rhinestone Cowboys? La grande truffe del rock and roll. 'Twas high time for plunder, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a sneering dirty sot.
Flim Flam Man,
DJ Huxley,
Vanguard,
Sinister Puppeteer,
Situation,
Red Under the
Bells of Bow,
Rock and Roll Capitalist,
Jewish Anarchist,
Agent Provocateur,
Teddy Boy Haberdasher,
Architecteur of Fraud Couture,
Icon Creator,
Great Dissembler,
Medium's Masseur,
Monsieur Propaganda,
Colonel Tom Parker, Carnival Bar,
Cunning Stuntsman,
Bob Rummel with a Boombox,
Game Boy. A wild creature, delightfully deprived of the fear of fucking up, hated by all the right people. The unmoved mover versus the unmanaged manager. A 2-bit punk with an 8-bit sound, they said she swore she was 18. Hits or misses, misses wrong, for history is for pissing on. By the shores of Grabby Gimme, I sat down and wept. I am he, and E am I, and then some. Give me to warble spontaneous songs, relieved, recluse by myself from my own ears only. Electric boogie, he says. That's tough. A bloke up in Harlem with a Sex Pistols t-shirt
hands me a gold-plated cassette.
And the next day, we start spinning the glow like the Bay City Rollers. Afro-Cubans. Not only were they the best drummers on the planet, they were savvy deal makers too. We all want candy. Oh, Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done.
The ship has weathered every rack.
The prize we sought is won. In London, a new suit for E.T., hip-hop for Madame Butterfly, and on the marquee, same fight every night.
Karaoke culture versus the golden gut.
Duck for the oyster, dig for the clam, knock a hole in the old tin can. waltz, darling. But after midnight, a switch in the sky is thrown. Chariots turn into pumpkins, and the whining begins. Can you believe they gave us pies? In a flash of lightning, a pair of gleaming fangs, all the way from Berkshire or Beverly Hills. It's the bride of Frankenstein's bull, thrown by a devil who wears Prada. At Madame Tussauds, the beetles dissolved by my candlelight. Peyote Pete on the platypus. Now listen here, boy. If you were to destroy some, what are you going to put in its place? Mayor of London. Brian Ferry studied with Richard Hamilton. Ian Dury studied with Peter Blake. Frank Auerbach taught Joe Strummer how to draw. The Stranglers ate cornflakes for breakfast. It's been raining in Paris. Pregnant clouds passed over the channel and gathered evidence pissed down on Montmartre. And on the great puddle below Sacré-Cœur, over the horizon, it's pirates to the rescue. We build a giant boat and take two of everything. Françoise Dolléac and Catherine Deneuve, Gainsbourg and Birkin, Anna Karina and all the young girls of Rochefort. Cap d'Antibes, the one-armed bandit, drops anchor. We load up on film magazines, large black sunglasses, jet lag remedies, stolen glass ashtrays, large rolls of red carpet, garish abstract plexiglass trophies. Under the Mirabeau Bridge, there flows the Seine. Must I recall, our loves recall, how then, after each sorrow, joy came back again? Let night come on, bells end the day. A sea of flashbulbs and doors open to reveal a Belle Epoque ballroom full of electric noise, a great blooming, buzzing confusion. The days go by me. Still I stay.
Look what they done to my song.